Howdy to neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today as we wind down the month of February. We talk one more time about I Heart Beef. Back on that with Kim Essex in just a moment.
No matter if you're a cow-calf producer, stocker, or feedlot manager, you operate in a fast-paced pack on the pounds, keep them healthy world. Now there are two therapies available that can help you meet your health management goals. The FDA has just approved Restflor Gold and Nuflor Gold. Ask your veterinarian or go to RestflorGold.com and NuflorGold.com for more information. Restflor Gold and Nuflor Gold from InterVet Shearing Plow Animal Health. Restflor Gold and Nuflor Gold are registered trademarks of InterVet Incorporated or an affiliate.
I can't imagine my grandpa without a cigar in his mouth, or my mom's car not smelling like cigarettes. And my brother, he's always got spit cups in his apartment. It's so gross. It's like tobacco's part of our family, and it probably always would be if I gave in like they did. But I won't. As far as our family goes, I've decided tobacco stops with me.
Kim Essex joining us today. She's representing the Beef Checkoff, indicating that it's important that we find ways to connect with consumers to help make them feel good about beef. And she says that was the whole idea, strategically speaking, about the I Heart Beef campaign. It's been going on here during the month of February.
This is a really specific and strategic timing on our part. We come off the holidays, and it's a good beef holiday. You hit January, we start slowing down. People are starting to think about all the calories they consumed over Christmas, and they're trying to watch their, you know, waistline. And beef falls victim to that. And this is an opportunity for us to remind consumers, one, that it's a product they love, and it associates with love in February terrifically. And also, two, we have 29 lean cuts of beef. And it's a great part of a heart-healthy diet. We have a lot of science that we're telling consumers about that shows how beef can be part of a cholesterol-lowering diet that the Checkoff funded. So it's a perfect time for us to bring beef back into the spotlight.
Is this also a good concept that would work well with the 2009 economic woes we had and the fact that, you know, we saw a lot of cutting back, a lot of scaling back, maybe in the amount of beef purchases for a lot of cases, especially at restaurants? Is this a way to maybe pull the heartstrings and get beef consumed?
I love that. Pull the heartstrings. Exactly. Our heart beef. Absolutely. And we are focused on middle meat, steak sales, because those have taken the biggest hit in this economy. They're the premium price product that we have in the marketplace. And yet it's a product consumers love. So we have produced several recipes, a filet mignon recipe, a T-bone for two recipe, showing consumers how to make good use of those products and really save money. Mm-hmm. We have a great tenderloin recipe that shows how to make four meals out of that tenderloin. So we're really encouraging and incentivizing middle meat sales because we need those to sustain beef demand, and focusing on recipes so consumers can cook more with our product.
How do you get this message to consumers?
We have reached out to 10,000 reporters around the country, so we expect broad media coverage of the recipes and the heart-healthy benefits of beef. We have reached out to 5,000 health professionals who speak to media as well as their patients and give their patients ideas on how to incorporate those 29 lean cuts. And then we have a really active social media program. So we're going directly to consumers where they are getting their information. And then our state beef councils, our 45 state beef councils, are using this campaign to speak to their consumers in their state.
Kim Essex joining us today to talk about the I Heart Beef campaign, empowering consumers to feel good about beef. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, you don't want to miss the Glover Cattle Company's annual bull sale coming Wednesday, March 3rd at the ranch in Elgin, Oklahoma. Ronnie and Tyler Glover will be offering 66 18-month to 2-year-old Angus bulls with EPDs that showcase moderate birth weights, excellent growth, and superior carcass value. Also selling that day will be 80 spring calving 2-year-old commercial pairs. Call Glover Cattle Company at 580-595-1494 or for a catalog, go to www.nationalcattle.com. March 3rd, Glover Cattle Company bull sale. That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.